We got Brian Hogevane from AmeriCash out in Westmont. Brian, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, John. Good morning to you.
I'm so glad to see you in the daylight. Normally, we do Your Money Matters. You come on in, and it's dark out already.
Yeah, absolutely. What a beautiful view this is.
Yeah, we're very lucky. Westmont, 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Just briefly, what do you do in 30 seconds?
We buy and sell all different type of collectibles, jewelry, sports cards, watches, all different type of antiques, artwork, just anything of value. Generally, we steer away from any kind of electronics, but you know, there's just so much unique stuff that's out there that we're always interested in buying.
All right. And if people don't get through on the line today, they can call you, right?
Yes, they can. They reach me at 630-969-9600.
All right. The phone line's lit up by the second news story, so let's get right to it.
Fantastic.
And let's start with something in the season. Let's go to Morton and Jan. Hey, Jan, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's your question for Brian?
Oh, well, we own, actually, it's my husband's family. They lived in the Joliet area, and they bought an appliance years ago, and it was at Polk Brothers, and you had a choice then. You could either choose a snowman or you could choose a Santa.
That's correct.
And it's a very neat thing, and consequently, we have it, and we're just wondering, you know, what it could be worth. And then it's always been kept indoors. It's in very good condition. And it's a full body, you know, Santa type thing. And it's, you know, I could send a picture of it.
Yeah.
But
the text
we're just really curious. Oh, by the way, the molds, we understand, were just destroyed in a fire. And, of course, Polk Brothers is no longer in existence.
That's correct.
And
right,
we're older, you know, so it would be like, the 60 people and older, I think, would go, oh, my God.
Oh, we're already getting texts about this. Yeah, for sure, Jan. All right, let's let Brian jump in here. Go ahead, Brian.
All right. So I'm assuming that the one you have is probably about 65 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
They were made by, you know, Polk Brothers. They were done in a mold, as you explained. And these do have value. Condition, of course, being the number one factor. Fully functioning, no chips or cracks or breaks would make a huge difference. But the values do vary widely based upon, you know, location. Where, not location as per se your house, but as in what part of the country it's in and the interest for that area. And we've seen these sell anywhere from as little as $200 in the lower grades and as much as $1,000 in pristine condition. It just depends on when you're selling at the time of year. Obviously, about a month ago would have been ideal. And then, of course, right after Christmas, it just kind of drops quiet, and then it'll pick back up in October.
Okay. Jan, does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, thank you very, very much. I don't think I'd probably, my husband would be clinging to it if we ever thought it's just going to be passed along. Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. No
appreciate
problem.
It.
Our pleasure.
Love that. Let's go to Rich in Spring Grove. Hey, Rich, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I've got a when I was a little kid, my folks that lived in my parents' apartment, he found Stan Mikita's cup ring and returned it to Stan Mikita. And one day the doorbell rang, and there standing at the door was Bobby Hall and Stan Mikita. And I was a young kid, and they handed the stick out thinking that I was Bob's kid. And it was Bobby Hall's EMU stick, and you couldn't pry it out of my hands after that. And they had a whole...
Well, we just lost the call. So a hockey stick signed by Bill, and clearly, I don't know if it's authenticated officially, but he has the story.
Yeah, the story is definitely something that would sell this item, as long as it could be verified that the item was actually game used. Signed Bobby Hall stick definitely would have an interest. You know, that is something that story is
the story makes a difference.
The story makes that difference in that. Especially if anything can be verified, anything can be, you know, corroborated, that would definitely add quite a bit to the value of the item.
All right, let's go to Sally in Wooddale. Oh, and by the way, go to 16 West Ogden in Westmont. You can visit Brian and
Absolutely.
He'll be able to show it off. All right, Sally, what do you got for us?
I have, it says on the certificate, Tiger Woods, King of Golf, signed this item at a private signing after he won the Masters. And this is dated 1997, I believe it said. It's a menu from the cafe at the Masters, and it has a ticket with it also, which I'm guessing might be Tiger's. It's all framed. I bought it at a charity auction.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, Brian?
Oh, fantastic. That's a very nice piece. Obviously, of course, we would want to have a one of the major companies to do the authentication for that item. Ideally, it would be an Upper Deck authenticated piece that would yield a higher value for that type of an item. Generally, though, when you're looking at something with Tiger Woods, somebody's going to be looking for a very nice photograph signed by him, or a golf ball signed by him, or maybe a driver. Those type of items will definitely carry more value than a signed menu would. But nonetheless, okay. Very interesting item. Would love to see it in the store.
You said the menu is from the club itself, Sally?
Yes, it says menu, All-Star Official Cafe. And the certificate is issued by Prize Possessions.
Okay. All right, Sally, would you bring it over. You're in Wooddale. That's not too far away from Westmont. Just head on down the Tri-State, or 355, excuse me, heading over to 16 West Ogden. You'll take a look at it, right, Brian?
I'd be more than happy to take a look at it. You can always reach us at 630-969-9600.
All right, you're a history buff. You're going to love this next one. We're going back to 1847. We got Brian Hogevane. We call him the Cash Man, though.
Absolutely.
AmeriCash Coin and Jewelry over at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Let's go to Chris in Lake Zurich with something really interesting. Hey, Chris.
Hi, John. Hi, Brian. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
What do you got?
Excellent. Happy holidays. Okay, I have got a Chicago directory. It's an original from 1847. It's just an amazing piece, listing some of the earliest settlers of Chicago, going through it, including like the nephew of Daniel Boone. And the only people that I wish were in there was Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln, but unfortunately, right, they didn't live in the city then.
Andy Mazur, when I told him off air, wondered if the O'Learys were in there for the cows.
They are not.
Okay.
They are not. I look. Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Brian, what do you think?
This sounds like a fantastic piece. Condition, of course, is going to be key with an item like that. And, of course, this is very much a niche collectible. So, you know, to determine the value on something like that is something I would definitely need to take a look at and do a little extra research. But it's a fantastic piece. The amount of history that's just in that one publication is just unbelievable.
Right, because you've got to find, it's not only about how cool something is, because I would love something like that.
Sure.
You've got to find a buyer who wants that, right?
Well, you not only got to find a buyer, but you got to find someone that's willing to pay for it, to put the money out. It's not, you know, everyone can think something is neat and something is cool, but if no one's willing to put money out on the table for it, well, then what's it worth?
Like old newspapers, sometimes people are like, oh my gosh, this has to be worth something, but everyone kept the JFK assassination newspaper.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. Not saying that's your item, Chris. I'm not saying that at all. Chris, could he call maybe next week after you've done a little bit of research, or the week after?
Absolutely.
I love that, Chris. All right, so 630-969-9600. Okay, I'll say that again before the end of the show if you need to get a paper and pen ready. All right, thanks, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you much.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, what do you got for us?
Hi there. I have a set of boxing gloves signed by Muhammad Ali, because I met him and he signed them.
Oh, fantastic. That's, you know, Muhammad Ali is one of those autographs that is just still demanded today. It's a good piece, good item to have. Yeah. You know, proper authentication is going to always be key with Muhammad Ali, and which brand of glove and what state of glove that you actually have signed also does make somewhat of a difference.
Does it matter if he wore it? Is that better?
Oh, I mean, if it was actually a ring used, which of course there's only a few, would have serious value. But of course, he did sign a lot of gloves that are out there. But you know, sometimes there's ones that are signed that are made out of the pleathers, we'll say, and then some that are made out of the actual real leather. Sometimes people have gotten period gloves that were actually used during the time that he was actually boxing and had him sign it later. So all those different things do play in key for the value of that type of item. Number one thing, of course, is how clean, crisp the signature is, and of course, who did the authentication.
Jim, I appreciate the phone call. I'm sure you got follow-ups. If you could follow up with Brian directly, that'd be great, okay?
Absolutely. Please give me a call at 630-969-9600.
All right, let's go to Mike in Berwyn. I love this one. Mike in Berwyn, what do you got for us, Mike?
I've got a Miller Lite beer bottle signed by John Madden.
Whoa! Is it, wait, is it empty or is it full?
It's full.
It is full. Oh, very, very nice.
Any idea on the year?
I worked in a restaurant. Yeah, it had to be like 1984.
Okay.
I was a waiter in a restaurant on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and John would come in all the time. We were on a first-name basis. He's a big guy. He'd sit at the biggest table in the restaurant and eat the casserole legumbre.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
And,
all right, Mike. Mike, I don't have time for the whole story. I want to get some more calls. I love it, but I got to get to Brian. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. That's the very unique item. But, of course, you know, being a bottle like that that's signed, yes, there will be definitely some interest. But, of course, people are looking for, you know, stuff that features Madden and the team, et cetera, where it would be something more presentable in a, you know, beautiful frame or a nice display. The bottle is definitely interesting and will definitely have some value.
Yeah, Mike is in Berwyn. Mike, just get on the BNSF, head out west to Westmont, and go to 16 West Ogden to visit Brian. I really wanted to get to this one because it could be interesting. Jane, these are all interesting. Our good friends out in Ottawa. Jane, what do you got?
I have a miniature baseball bat that was given to my aunt in 1914. She was on the team that won the American Legion championship in Indiana, and then they went to Chicago to play the next team, and while she was there, Babe Ruth was also in town, and I can't tell if he signed it, but his name is on there. And he had that sent. So we, and I have newspaper articles about it.
Interesting.
That's
fascinating.
She's also in, she's in the Baseball Hall of Fame in the women's part because she was the only girl to play American Legion baseball. They changed the rules the next year to make sure that no girls played.
I love the story. I want to give Brian 45 seconds to answer.
That is a fantastic piece that I would absolutely love to see in person. You know, we have ways and abilities to verify if that Babe Ruth signature is genuine. And hard signed onto the item itself, but the entire story, every bit of it, is completely fantastic, and I would love to hear more about it, and I would love for you to bring that item in and do an evaluation for you.
Jane, I know that's a little hike from Ottawa to Westmont, but maybe you can make it on up, bring a friend.
It would be worth it.
Sure.
It would be worth it, for sure.
Jane,
I appreciate it.
Okay, Brian, when are you open? I mean, I know we have the holiday, obviously, coming up. Are you open today, tomorrow?
We are open today. We are open tomorrow. Today we're open until 6. Tomorrow we're there from 9 to 4. Of course, we'll be closed on Sunday, and we will be closed on Monday. We reopen, of course, on Tuesday at 9 a.m., and we'll be there until 6.
You can obviously just come bring in your stuff. You'll take a look at it. It's a cool store to look at and just see what's even on the front end of things. I've gotten the behind-the-scenes tour. But you can also call you, right?
Absolutely. You can reach us at 630-969-9600.
Brian, this was fun, my friend.
Absolutely. This is fantastic.
Brian Hogevane.